There's also growing concern about prisons in Brazil. The country's been shaken by a series of high-profile violent crimes in recent months, including the murder of two big city mayors. Kidnappings are also on the rise in some parts of the country. Many Brazilians believe the crime wave can be traced back to the country's prisons, as NPR's Martin Costi reports from Rio de Janeiro.
Brazilian prisons are dank, crumbling, and overcrowded, the kind of place most people would rather not think about. But these prisons are hardly isolated from the rest of society. Even here, in a model facility located in downtown Rio de Janeiro, Warden Valdecir Joaquim dos Santos admits that he doesn't really control what comes and goes over the prison walls. During kite flying season, drugs are dropped into the yard from kite tails, Santos says, and he points at the shantytown on the hill above the prison yard. The shantytown is controlled by the Red Command, one of Rio's biggest gangs, and he says gangsters are always dropping so-called deliveries into the prison. This prison unit is like a big hole, and they just throw things down here, he says. I've even found cell phones in the prison yard. They just wrap them up in foam and toss them over the wall. It's these contraband cell phones that have caught the attention of crime-weary Brazilians. Last year, the phones allowed a prison gang to synchronize deadly rebellions in dozens of prisons. More recently, an infamous drug lord was caught running his business by cell phone while he was in the custody of the federal police. And officials assume that cell phones played a part in a spectacular jailbreak last month, in which inmates were picked up by helicopter. Marcos Raymond is a Rio policeman, famous for his hard-nosed tactics. As he recalls his past policing successes, he phones his former boss.
Hey, boss. Remind me, how many kidnapping victims were released that day? You know, the day they announced that I would be taking over the anti-kidnapping unit.
Raymond's tactics are often questioned. He's been the subject of several brutality complaints. But he's also recognized as the man who stopped the kidnapping epidemic that plagued Rio a few years ago. He says he did it by bending Brazilian privacy laws, tracking the kidnapper's cell phone conversations even when he didn't have a warrant. And in several cases, he discovered the brains behind the kidnappings were sitting behind bars, coordinating every move by cell phone. Raymond says it's time to take action.
The emphasis here in Brazil is gun control. But what we should be doing is taking more responsible action on telecommunications. We need to curb the irresponsible use of these weapons that are communications devices.
The government is coming around to this point of view. It initially proposed a ban on all prepaid cell phones, which are hard to trace. But it dropped that idea when it realized that this would mean banning 60% of all cell phones. Now Brasilia is hoping for a technological fix, jamming equipment that would cripple any cell phones in or around prisons. Officer Raymond likes the idea, but Rio de Janeiro prison's director, João Luiz Pinot, says it's just hysteria. This is all just supposition, Pinot says. Everyone imagines that organized crime is being run by remote control from the prison, by some nefarious Dr. No. Ultimately, this debate, like so much in Brazil, hinges on money. It would cost the federal government millions of dollars to jam cell phones in all the prisons, and so far there's only been funding for a few trial runs. The opponents of jamming also have at least one positive story on their side. A few months ago, the Rio police discovered an escape tunnel in a major prison thanks to an anonymous tipster. The information came from inside the prison, from someone using a cell phone. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.